Good morning. I'm Dr. Jennifer Mabry.
And I'm Dr. Emily Lee.
We are nursing professors from the Whitson-Hester School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech University. As the month of April approaches, which is Foot Health Awareness Month, it's the perfect time to focus on the health of one of your most important yet overlooked body parts, our feet. Healthy feet are essential for our overall well-being, and with the changing seasons, it's important to take steps to care for them. Today, we are excited to be joined by Dr. Summer Weary, a local expert in foot health. Dr. Weary is a local podiatrist who practices at Apex Podiatry, which she owns, here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to have Emily ask you the questions this morning.
All right. So we're going to be sharing some valuable insights on how we can protect and maintain healthy feet. So, Dr. Weary, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Apex Podiatry and what inspired you to specialize in podiatry?
So I get asked this a lot, and I get to say I stumbled across it.
I love that.
I really did, though. So I knew I wanted to go into medicine, and in high school, I did a tech program where it was, we knew we were going to do, like, somebody, you're either going to do nursing or med school, something like that. So, and with that, we did job shadowing. And so I spent a lot of time in different areas of hospitals, clinics. And one day, I was at a surgery center, and there was a female surgeon operating on a bunion. And I thought it was the coolest thing to see a woman in the operating room.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, wait, who is she? Tell me about her. And they're like, oh, she's a podiatrist. And I'm like, what's a podiatrist? And they're like, it's a foot doctor. And I'm like, okay, I want to meet her, learn about this field, because I thought it was the coolest thing. You just don't see many women surgeons.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I found out what podiatry was, and God just opened all the doors from there.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit more about your background? Where did you go to school?
Yeah.
So I grew up in Ohio. I moved to Tennessee.
I can't tell from your accent at all.
She sounds much different than us, doesn't she?
I moved to Tennessee in 2012 to practice.
Yeah.
So grew up in Ohio, did all my schooling, my residency in Ohio.
Are you a Buckeye?
I'm actually not. I'm not a big college
football fan. Thank you. Because I am. Okay. Did you see the evil daggers that came out just there? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, she can keep going now.
So the school I went to when it was a podiatry school, it was the Ohio College of Podiatric Medicine. It's now part of Kent State.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't, when I went to school there, it wasn't part of Kent State. Mm-hmm. It was actually a little bit more affiliated with Case Western.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did my undergrad at a small school near my hometown. That was 4 years. And then podiatry school, 4 years. And then residency was 3 years. And that was in a small town called Alliance, which is near Akron, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So,
and then after that, came to Tennessee and have been here ever since.
Awesome. What brought you to Tennessee if you did all that in Ohio?
So I wanted to go somewhere warmer.
Okay. I don't blame you.
There's only like 10 podiatry schools in all of the United States.
I did not know
that. Wow.
And so it tends to be like wherever a school is at, that area becomes flooded with podiatrists.
Yes.
And,
makes
you know,
sense.
People make families and then they just set the, you know, they build their, they
legacy,
their roots.
Right, yeah.
So there's a podiatry school in Cleveland.
Okay.
And
okay.
That was like my hometown. There's podiatry everywhere. So I wanted to go somewhere warmer. There's no podiatry schools in Tennessee. We've got family that's in Pennsylvania. Mm-mm. So this was like the halfway point. My husband's into the great outdoors. He's a hunter.
Yeah.
So, you know, he wants the seasons. He wants to deer hunt, turkey hunt, all that. So this just fit the bill.
Upper Cumberland is perfect for that.
It's great.
So yeah. Perfect.
That's absolutely.
I sent my CV out across the whole state.
Wow.
Like 200 resumes I sent out, and I just waited for a phone call.
Wow.
Awesome. And it was, like you said, God just led you here, and here you are.
Yep.
And
still
you stayed this whole time.
Here I am.
We're glad you're here. So tell us a little bit more about your practice. Mm-hmm. Tell us, is there services. Any other providers there, mm-hmm. the staff there? What services do you offer, hours, those kinds of things?
So I went out on my own in 2018, and it's just me, just one practitioner.
Okay.
I see patients in the clinic Monday through Thursday. Friday is my surgery day. I don't necessarily operate every Friday, but most Fridays. But the staff is there doing, clinical administrative things. And did that answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what services do you commonly see?
In the clinic,
mm-hmm.
I do procedures, mm-hmm. I do wound care, we have x-ray, I have ultrasound. Those are more for like diagnostic tools. I don't mm-hmm. use therapeutic ultrasound.
Okay.
Of course, we'll do injections, braces, orthotics. So I consider myself like a well-rounded podiatrist,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where I can do just regular routine, at-risk foot care mm-hmm. to surgery.
Okay, good. So we're talking foot health with Dr. Summer Weary, and I don't know if we've mentioned this, but April is Foot Health Awareness Month. So why is it important to have a dedicated time to focus on foot health?
Your feet carry you everywhere you go.
Sure do. Sure
absolutely.
Do. We surely take them for granted.
We do.
So what do you hope to accomplish this month? Is there anything extra that you do with your patients or any extra education that you would like to do because it's Foot Health Awareness Month?
Definitely, bringing awareness because our feet are often neglected and left neglected. If you develop a wound that becomes infected, that can lead to some really poor outcomes for life. So, definitely just bring awareness to don't neglect your feet.
And right. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We want the Upper Cumberland to know. So tell us, when we're thinking of our feet, what are the most common, thinking of this Middle Tennessee, Upper Cumberland area, what are the most common foot problems that you see in your practice?
Top two.
I could lump a bunch of diabetic feet.
Diabetic
feet issues diabetic.
Yep.
into
okay.
one category.
Okay.
And then maybe, it's a toss-up, but ingrown toenails?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I knew she was going to say that. I knew it. I just knew she was going to say ingrown toenails. So what can our listeners do to prevent these top two things, which the diabetes, there's a lot that goes along with that.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with diabetes. Diabetes, depending on type 1, type 2, type 2 can be reversed. Depending on where the patient's at in their walk with diabetes,
mm-hmm.
Medications may be necessary. But a lot of times people are not aware that diet and exercise can really change the outcome of that disease.
Yeah.
And blood sugar control is so important because when left unchecked, it's going to lead to neuropathy. Neuropathy is a loss of sensation in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose sensation in your feet, that's when you're at risk for amputations.
Well, even just walking.
Sure.
If I can't balance. Yeah. If I can't feel my feet, that's huge.
Sure.
And it happens fast or usually it happens slow?
I'd say it's more of a slow.
Yeah.
And, that's the thing. Sometimes people are diabetic mm-hmm. for years before mm-hmm. they even know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, before
they're diagnosed. And sometimes that can be a presenting symptom to me, right? My feet tingle and burn. I'm like, have you been checked for diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that is true. That is true.
Absolutely. What about ingrown toenails?
Yeah.
What can we do to prevent ingrown toenails? Nobody wants an ingrown toenail.
No. Some people, unfortunately, it's their genes.
Yep.
And it
really?
Is, yes.
Now, see, that's a myth versus truth that I was going to ask you. Is it genetic or is it brought
shoes,
on from your
yeah.
own shoes or self-care?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's usually a combination of things.
Okay.
But genetics can play a role.
Mm-hmm.
the way we cut our toenails, okay. improper fitting shoes, you know, stubbing your toe can cause it to mm-hmm. injury to the mm-hmm. nail. But yeah.
Soccer players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Tight fitting shoes.
Tight fitting cleats.
Around your toes. Yeah. yeah. So Dr. Summer Weary is our guest. How does foot health impact your overall well-being? And why should people pay more attention to their feet?
Well, I hear this a lot, and it's true. When your feet hurt, you hurt all over. And so, I mean, when you have a foot problem related to a systemic issue, like we're talking about with diabetes
right.
You know, that's mm-hmm. really important to control that underlying condition. But there are, you know, there's other systemic conditions that can occur and present in the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Peripheral arterial disease, which yeah. is when the arteries have hardening and they're not getting enough blood flow. So,
yeah, it affects the feet.
Yeah.
If you don't have any circulation,
yeah.
if you don't
yeah.
have blood going to your feet, you're definitely, they're going to hurt.
Yeah.
And that's usually one of the first signs with that peripheral artery disease, mm-hmm. which can also be a precursor to cardiac. Heart disease.
Yes.
So if someone comes in and sees you for this peripheral artery disease, you know, first thoughts are probably,
yes,
they probably got something going on with the heart too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the arteries in the heart are the same arteries that are mm-hmm. in the feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that preventing.
Yeah. I mean, diet, exercise plays such a role in mm-hmm. our health.
Mm-hmm.
Walking is so good. It's so good for you. It can grow new vessels.
Yes, it can. And you don't have to run marathons. You
right.
don't have to go do a 5K,
yeah.
right?
No, 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes a day.
Absolutely. I'm a big proponent for that.
Podiatrist Dr. Summer Weary is our guest today on Local Matters, Health Matters. We are talking foot health for April. I'm Dr. Jennifer Mabry.
And I'm Dr. Emily Lee.
Nursing professors from Tennessee Tech University.
So, Dr. Weary, are there any common misconceptions about foot health that you would like to address with our listeners?
So, people think that toenail fungus is genetic.
Oh.
I have lots of people that come in, they're like, oh, my grandparents' toenails looked like this, so I got it from them.
That's interesting.
Fungus is not genetic.
Genetic, no.
Plantar fasciitis. People think that it is caused from a heel spur. So lots of people want to come in and they want me to operate on their heel spur. But plantar fasciitis is not caused from the spur. Or the pain from mm-hmm. plantar fasciitis is not from the spur.
Okay.
So what is the pain? Describe plantar fasciitis for the listeners.
Sure.
What is that?
Typically patients present with heel pain on the bottom of their heel. Usually worse after they've been sitting for a little while. They go to stand up, have a lot of pain. First thing in the morning, they get out of bed, they have a lot of pain. And so on the bottom of the heel, we have a thick band called the plantar fascia band.
Mm-hmm.
That is what supports our arch, and it attaches on the heel bone. When it pulls on the heel bone, a spur does sometimes grow.
Okay.
But the spur is not where the pain is coming from.
It's coming from that.
From the inflamed soft tissue.
Got it. Which is called a fascia.
Correct.
Okay. It's on the bottom of your foot. It makes sense. Okay.
So what would you tell listeners? Is there anything that we can do to prevent that condition?
So I usually recommend always wearing shoes.
Okay.
But, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule, right? So I think that our feet were made to adapt to walking on ground.
Mm-hmm.
But not hard, flat surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I think that we should wear shoes and proper supports to make up for hard, flat surfaces that we spend all our day on.
Such as concrete, if you're
hardwood
in a building, hardwood floors, perfect, yeah. We don't have dirt floors anymore.
Right.
I mean, that's what they had back in the day.
Yep.
And some people still do, but yeah.
And, I mean, but like, you know, dirt floors and ground is soft.
It is soft, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they didn't have these problems.
Yeah, that's good to know. So you mentioned toenail fungus.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that, you know, there's not a genetic component. So what are signs and symptoms of a toenail fungus? And if someone thinks they have it, you know, or can we prevent it?
So typically the toenail will turn yellow. There might be some debris under it. It's kind of crumbly. Mm-hmm. The nail will become thicker. It can lead to an ingrown toenail.
Yeah.
Obviously, foot hygiene goes a long way in preventing fungus. But, you know, clean socks, clean shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, we are all guilty of, we have our yard or our garden shoes and we wear them for like 10 years.
This is true.
Yes, yes.
And they stay outside.
And I hope my husband is listening to this. Yes.
Yes.
And they're exposed to rain and moisture, and fungus loves that environment.
It does. So. Wet, yeah. Dark, yep. Environments. Mm-hmm. What about athletes? Mm-hmm. Showering or, yeah, going away to camp, summer camps.
Yes.
What do you tell the listeners for that? What would you suggest that those young athletes do when they do all these travel teams?
And yes, bring some shower shoes.
Shower shoes.
Yes.
So like,
don't go barefoot.
Is it like flip flops?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, of course, now, you know, I'll say a flip flop, but that's like in the locker room. This is not for walking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
For foot health.
Good night. Good to know.
Yeah, flip flop in the shower or a croc.
Okay, crocs. Yeah, those are,
yeah,
real
popular.
Yeah,
that'd be a good shower shoe. Yeah.
And then washing them afterwards.
Yes.
Keeping them dry, because you mentioned that moist, dark, mm-hmm, is where fungus grows in shoes. Yep. Okay.
But going, mm-hmm, barefoot in the locker rooms, mm, that's where people get warts.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, mm-hmm, walk around barefoot and you're exposed to the virus. And
so, yeah, explain what a wart is then.
So it is caused by a virus.
Okay. So not a fungus.
Right.
It's a virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody has one on their foot and they walk barefoot, they leave that virus on the ground. You walk barefoot, you come in contact with it. Mm-hmm. It's like catching a cold.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I like that, because it's a virus, just, yep, like a cold is a virus. Yep. Are there vaccines for it?
So this particular planter's warts, no.
Okay.
But it is in the family of the HPV.
Okay. Good to know.
But different location that it will,
right,
attack.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Good question. Good question.
Thanks.
So another thing that I would like for you to address, what about bunions? You hear, uh-huh, a lot about bunions. Mm. And tell us a little bit about how those form. You know, can we prevent them?
So bunions really and truly are when the big toe swings over and then the long bone in the foot, mm-hmm, that leads to the big toe, the, mm-hmm, first metatarsal is,
yeah,
what it's,
yeah,
called, when it moves out of alignment. So sometimes people think that the bump is a growth. It's not actually a growth. The joint is literally out of alignment.
Yeah.
It is genetic. Of course, improper shoes don't, yeah, help things.
Yeah.
You know, wearing high-heeled shoes, tight-fitting shoes, that's, yep, not going to help anything, but it is genetic. Bunions, hammer toes, foot deformities tend to be genetic.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I've learned something today.
I know. So things to look forward to if your family have bunions.
Mm. Yes.
So we're talking foot health with Dr. Summer Weary. So, and we've talked a little bit about what footwear not to use. Mm-hmm. So does footwear play, what role does footwear play in maintaining healthy feet?
I mean, it plays a huge role, right? So you go to the shoe store and people are overwhelmed with choices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And styles. So I recommend a stiffer-soled shoe.
Okay.
Okay.
People tend to gravitate to very flexible, cushioned shoes. But unfortunately, flexible shoes don't support the foot enough. And a stiff-soled shoe is going to have a thicker sole, so you will get the shock absorption that you're trying to achieve by going with a squishy shoe, mm-hmm, but with more support, structure to the shoe. If you think about the way that the foot bends, it only bends across the ball, right, mm-hmm, by the toes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the only place that the shoe should bend.
Okay.
Okay. Any recommendations for the more cost-effective footwear that you recommend?
No,
because they can get very expensive, and you see a lot of these fancy tennis shoes that provides a lot of that support you've described.
Up to $200,
yeah,
or more for a pair of tennis shoes. Okay, yeah.
So I do provide my patients, most of them anyhow, when they ask, what shoes do you recommend?
Right.
I have a list of brands that I recommend.
Okay, good.
And I just give them to patients.
Okay. So let's say somebody is an athlete and they're flat-footed.
Mm-hmm.
What recommendations do you give them to prevent foot pain?
So flat-footed people, I'm always going to recommend an orthotic, which mm-hmm. is an insert that fits inside of the shoe.
Okay.
There are different kinds of orthotics. There's over-the-counter devices.
Right, like Dr. Scholl's.
Right.
I've seen those. Okay.
There's prefabricated, which I carry in my office. I sell over-the-counter. Insurance does not cover them.
Okay.
And then there's custom orthotics.
Mm.
So obviously a custom orthotic is going to be top of the line, mm-hmm. right? I take a scan of the foot. It's like a 3D scan. Build the custom orthotic to that patient's foot.
Wow.
But insurance usually doesn't cover those either.
Yeah.
But my prefabs that I sell are affordable. The customs are a little bit more pricey. But
do you get just as good relief with patients with custom versus the ones that are already prefabricated? Or is there a big difference?
It kind of depends on what I'm treating them for.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we're with Dr. Summer Weary with Apex Podiatry. Our guest today is Dr. Summer Weary from Apex Podiatry on Local Matters, Health Matters.
So, Dr. Weary, when it comes to foot care, we've talked about some things already, but what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that people face when it comes to foot care, and how can they overcome those?
So one of the biggest challenges can come from the patient's body habitus.
Mm.
If they are overweight,
mm-hmm.
they have a hard time reaching their feet.
Yeah.
But, of course, older people also have a hard time reaching their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, of course, they can't trim their toenails properly. They can't clean in between their toenails. They can't clean in between their toes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see the bottoms of their feet.
Mm-hmm.
They can't moisturize. All those necessary things that we just have to do to take care of our feet.
Which is just an extension of our skin.
Yes.
And you know, people wouldn't not wash their hands.
Right.
But if they can't reach their feet, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you would recommend that if people can't, especially age limitations, they can't bend over, what could they do to clean their feet or check the bottoms of their feet?
So obviously try to see if you have a friend, family member that can help you. You can use a hand mirror to look at the bottoms okay. of your feet.
Mm, yeah.
And I tell my diabetics to do that because if they can't feel, they need to be checking their feet every day. And if they mm-hmm. can't physically look, then they can use a mirror.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
I recommend white socks.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of fungus, but because you can see drainage
mm-hmm.
in a sock if yep. it's white.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah,
that's
I've
a good
something.
Tip. I did too.
Hadn't thought about that.
Okay, myth versus truth. Regarding socks.
Yeah.
Most patients think cotton socks are the best socks to wear to keep their feet dry or, you know, be an athlete. What do
myth.
You suggest? Myth. What do you suggest, Dr. Weary?
I suggest wool.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds counterintuitive. But you can get a thin wool sock, you can get a thick mm-hmm. wool sock, but wool is a natural wicking agent, so it helps with moisture, odor, antibacterial, antifungal.
So even in the summertime?
Even in the summertime.
It's okay to wear wool socks?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
And
socks
the, and
Crocs.
The higher, the, yeah.
I love it.
The higher their percentage wool, the better.
Good. Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Should it be 100%?
I don't know that I've ever found 100%. It's usually mixed with something, but I have definitely seen 70% merino wool.
Okay. That's good to know.
Cost.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was my – when you were – you know, we'd asked about biggest challenges.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. Cost, you know, for these things, you know, to check and
yep.
moisturizing and wearing the right socks, right shoes –
yeah.
Is there any suggestions for the Upper Cumberland residents, you know, if cost is prohibitive
right.
For foot care?
Sure. So one of the best moisturizers is just regular old coconut oil or mm. olive oil.
Right? Okay.
And, of course, that can be a little pricey, too, but it can be more affordable, in my opinion, than some of these brand name lotions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better just filled with chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah.
But coconut oil.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay.
And
natural.
It, yeah. And yeah, I mean, socks, you just have to do the best you can with shopping around.
Yeah.
Because they can be pricey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And taking care of them too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah. Very much. So what, we've talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to focus more on some of the conditions that you've mentioned. What specific foot issues do you see most often in older adults? You know, we talked a little bit about diabetes already.
Mm-hmm. So in older adults, arthritis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can happen in the joints. There's different types of arthritic conditions. Of course, osteoarthritis is very common, wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to weight, that plays a huge role on mm-hmm. joint health.
It sure does. I don't think people realize that, you know, if you have weight on the upper portion of you, it's like carrying a sack of potatoes with you.
Yeah.
And that just wears on your knee joints, your hip joints, and definitely your feet, because everything goes, it's gravity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It all goes in our feet support.
Yep.
Everything else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So anything else besides weight that you would recommend for specifically arthritis, since we've been talking about that?
So then again, that comes back to proper shoes, good arch supports, maybe an orthotic, you know, prefab versus custom.
Do you do any, you talked about injections that you offer in your office. Is that something that's a treatment for arthritis in the feet?
Yep.
Okay.
You can inject the joints.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's a steroid, so it will address the inflammation associated with arthritis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really solve the arthritis,
right,
but it can definitely provide temporary relief.
Okay. So, for instance, if someone is trying to modify weight or they're in physical therapy mm-hmm. and they're trying to overcome maybe an injury or mm-hmm. something, you could do this injection
yep.
To give them some temporary relief mm-hmm. until they can strengthen up or lose the weight. Or okay.
Yep, absolutely.
That's good. That's good to know. Peripheral vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
What was something you definitely tell patients to quit doing?
Smoking, for sure. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's definitely a no-no if somebody has peripheral vascular disease.
Yes. So they come in with little blue toes and they're like, I don't know, my toes are blue. I'm like, quit smoking.
All right. Yeah. No, great advice. Great
Absolutely.
Advice. I don't think people realize, not even just smoking, any kind of nicotine. What do you see about the vapes nowadays?
Because
you know, I don't smoke anymore, but I vape.
Yeah,
but that's got nicotine in it.
Still causes vasoconstriction.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Myth versus truth.
Yeah.
Yep. A vape can cause peripheral vascular disease.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're talking foot health with Dr. Summer Weary, and we've talked about exercise, physical activity, and how that affects our feet. Are there any exercises specifically that you could recommend that's going to help strengthen the feet, and it's going to help prevent injuries in our feet? Any specifics that you would recommend?
Yeah, I always love stretching exercises.
Okay.
For sure. You know, the back of the calf, the Achilles, mm-hmm. we want to stretch that. There are some exercises that sometimes patients get some tendonitis on the inside of their ankle. I've got some different exercises that I recommend for that. You would do it with an exercise band, like a resistance band.
Mm-hmm. Like a big rubber band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell people to put a towel on the ground, and they can scrunch the towel with their toes.
Okay.
For the intrinsic muscles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a motion that we don't do naturally, right?
Right.
Because you mentioned that the foot bends from the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you're encouraging the toes, yep, actually with that action.
Yep.
So does that just strengthen the toes, or does it help anything else?
So with the toes, there are tendons that cross across just the toes and mm-hmm. in the foot, and then all the way up the ankle. So technically, you would be strengthening the whole foot.
Okay.
The arch.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that one of the physical therapy exercises my husband had to do for his ankle was pick up marbles,
yes,
with his toes after surgery. So we had the same type of mm-hmm. exercise using a towel. Very interesting. Anything else besides stretching?
Maybe to improve balance. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah. So you got to be careful with that age and where you're at with the balance.
Isn't it?
But I usually recommend starting with standing on one foot, flat-footed. You can do it barefoot. You can do it in a shoe. But starting with just 15 seconds, working up to as long as you can go, a minute. As you get more advanced, you can do it on uneven ground, like in the yard. I know physical therapists will sometimes use those balls.
Mm-hmm. Bozu balls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's pretty advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just basic, if somebody can balance on one leg, I mean, that's going to do core strength, too.
Yep.
And so and strengthen those muscles in the foot.
Foot and ankle, yeah.
Yoga.
Yes.
Do you guys tell? Because I know that they do a lot of balance with yoga. I actually read something the other day. I know it's shocking. I read something.
I
know. It said that you can older people. I think it was actually in my AARP magazine. I really do.
You're telling your age.
That's okay. But 30 seconds. They were saying that's the goal for balancing on one leg.
Okay.
In order to strengthen feet. Mm-hmm. And just for balance, and that would be something to practice. So that's good to know. You can start with 10 seconds. You can do 15 seconds. I really did read
work
that.
Up. Mm-hmm. Okay, does that make sense?
Yep.
I don't know.
That's what I tell people to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good. Yeah.
AARP.
I think you'd have to work up to it. Yeah. Okay. So, are there any new treatments, any new technologies in podiatry that are helping patients maintain better foot health?
So I kind of mentioned earlier about my orthotics. We now do a 3D scanning to make the orthotics.
Nice.
I think some people still use plaster or foam. Nothing necessarily wrong with those, but I like the technology. It works great.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Probably less messy.
It's,
yeah.
It's messy.
Everything's three-dimensional now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I like that, though.
Yeah.
Anything else that...
I mean, there's different injections that are available for...
Oh, okay.
You know, certain conditions, inflammatory conditions, soft tissue. You know, people like to call them stem cell injections. They're not really stem cells, but people have sometimes heard of like PRP, rich plasma.
I was going to go there.
It's similar to that, but it's even a step above that.
Oh, okay.
We can do amniotic injections. So it's amniotic fluid, and we inject that into the joint.
Interesting.
And that can repair.
Okay.
Tissues.
In the feet and then the ankles, too.
You can do it in the ankle joint. Yep. Achilles tendon, plantar fascia band.
Awesome. That is new. Okay.
So, Dr. Weary, when it comes to maintaining healthy feet, final advice, messages, I know you mentioned a list of good shoe brands. Anything you'd like to tell the residents of the Upper Cumberland?
So, with the shoes, wider toe box.
Good.
You know, you want to make sure your toes can wiggle. You should never have to break a shoe in. It should be comfortable from the moment you put it on. And if it's leather, if you have stitching on across of a bunion or a hammer toe, avoid that shoe if it's going to rub. Also, misconception, people just kind of always gravitate toward running shoes. But running shoes are made for running. You want your shoe to match your activity. If you're walking, you want a walking shoe. If you're outdoor walking, I usually recommend an all-terrain or even a hiking-type shoe that fits the ground better.
Okay.
So just pay attention to that. Sometimes it's difficult. You kind of got to look. But oh, and pickleball. People have got to be in court shoes.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
good to know. I didn't know that.
Good. Yes.
Court shoes.
Court and tennis shoes. Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
Not running shoes.
Right.
Not flip-flops.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Crocs.
Yeah.
Can I go on?
In a court shoe. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We've got it.
And then so, one more thing.
No.
Misconception.
No. Yeah.
You
love
go
myth
for
versus...
a pedicure.
Yes.
You want to make sure that they sterilize their instruments.
I wondered if you were going to mention that.
How do you know that? How do you know?
They should open a pack in front of you.
There you go.
They should not pull the instruments out of a liquid.
Okay. Very good. That's great to know.
Yes. Great to know.
Because that's going to
bring your own.
Yes. Or go to a different salon.
Yeah.
That does
great
do that.
Information. So our guest today, Dr. Summer Weary from Apex Podiatry, as we shed light on foot health and Foot Health Awareness Month in the Upper Cumberland. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.